Blog Talk Radio.
So y'all got gumbo, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is the song right here that kind of started the whole album off. This is kind of the spirit I was in when I was working on it. I was still living in California at the time, and I was taking some meetings with some labels and whatnot, you know, and it just seemed like they wanted me to be somebody who I wasn't, you know. So I left that meeting and I started to write this song right here, and I knew I wanted to do something different. I knew I had to maybe get away from L.A., get my mind back to what made me fall in love with music in the first place. So I moved back to New Orleans, my hometown, and started to get back to myself again. And I decided I was going to be myself. y'all got gumbo, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is a song right here that kind of started the whole album off. This is kind of the spirit I was in when I was working on it. I was still living in California at the time. And I was taking some meetings with some labels and whatnot, you know. And it just seemed like they wanted me to be somebody who I wasn't, you know. So I left that meeting and I started to write this song right here. And I knew I wanted to do something different. I knew I had to maybe get away from L.A., get my mind back to what made me fall in love with music in the first place. So I moved back to New Orleans, my hometown, and started to get back to myself again. And I decided I was going to be myself.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. How is everybody doing today? Shalom, shalom. Good to be here today. Glad to be on another first day of the week. The beautiful thing. Just trying to get everything together. Happy to be alive. Happy to be among the land of the living. All that good stuff, especially after yesterday. When we saw them chariots up in the sky, man, that did my heart some good, some real life good. Shalom, shalom. All praise to the Most High, Yah. Brother Donnie, if you can hear me, please push one. I leave that up to him because that way everybody don't. Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I wonder if you guys saw the video. I know you did. You know, I want to ask you questions about that and what you think about it and all that good stuff and how you feel about all this stuff and just beautiful things. I mean, just beautiful things. It's just amazing. I'm just so excited. Let me. Anybody who saw that video yesterday after we hung up, because I know y'all looked at it again, because I did. It's a beautiful thing. You know what's so sad is that most of the people that was in their houses knew nothing about what was going on. Most of the people that are of the Christian faith know nothing about what those guys were screaming about and excited about, and what a loss. I mean, to claim to serve a God that you don't understand is really a travesty. It really, really is. You know, and the more we research this stuff and the more it come out, the more you realize that people just are not, they're not prepared and they're not ready. It's really sad. But for us that know it, that he's opened up our eyes, we ought to be ever so grateful, ever so thankful, because if I had been there, I would have been hooping and hollering in the streets. I would have been screaming too. All praises be to the Most High Yah. Woo, it was just amazing. Let me open up Brother Donia's mic. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donia. I was just talking about you today. I said I didn't see him on the class yesterday. I wonder if he's okay. How you
feeling? Shalom, Sister Yaina and family. I'm all right. I had some company yesterday, so I wasn't available at that time.
Okay. All praises be. What a beautiful day it was. We had a good time yesterday. All praises be to Yah. So, I mean, we saw this. I don't know if you saw the video. You probably have already, you know. Anybody else who saw the video, please push one. Somebody on here. I know I talked to Brother Yerushalayim and his wife yesterday, and he was excited. I know he was excited about it. Anybody else get a chance to see it? I guess they looking like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I do not know what you are talking about. Well, let me inform you. On yesterday, we saw a video of the chariots of Yah in the sky. And the brothers from GMS, I guess, I don't know whether they were teaching or whether they was just gathering outside. And when they looked up in the sky and saw those chariots in the sky, them brothers went ballistic. I mean ballistic. And it has truly, it just did my heart good. And like I said, most people that are a part of the Christian church, they don't even know half of the stuff that's going on, and they don't even understand what's going on while they in their churches. It's really tough to have to, you know, to do that. So it's really, I'm like, wow. I'm gonna give you the name of it in just one moment, so you can get a chance to pull it up on YouTube. Pull it up now while we on here. And then that way you can look at it and go from there. What a beautiful thing it was. I'm telling, hold on, let me get it in here. Because everybody, I mean, people was playing it. They was playing it yesterday while we was on the class yesterday. Just amazing. It's called Fleet, F-L-E-E-T, of Chariots, Visit GMS Chicago. And, boy, they was like, look at how many of them. And you know what's so sad is when I told my sister, I said, you know, y'all travels around in a ship. She said, she was like, so now you're trying to tell me that the God of the Bible travels around in a spaceship. I said a vehicle. I said Ezekiel saw it. Isaiah saw it. Enoch saw it. I said everybody just dismissed that. And that the host of heaven, which is his army, travels around in ships. Now, to people who've never heard that before, we would sound like we were Looney Tunes, like it was truly something wrong with us. But I want you to look at the video. Pull up YouTube. Pull it up on your phone. Pull it up on your computer. Pull it up. Pull it up and just listen. I'm going to play it on here because I want y'all to hear what the brothers is doing because they going completely ballistic. I just want now, some cussing in here. I want you to know that. But I'm going to play it just for a minute so you can hear the excitement in the voices of the men of Israel. I just want you to listen. Watch. Here we go. I mean, you got to hear. It's so sad. It's just a sad situation. It's sad because you know what? Half of the people don't even know what we're talking about. It's sad, but just to hear that do my heart some good. I mean, listen, You know what? That sister couldn't have sent me a better video. All praises be to the Most High, y'all. I mean, you had to see all of the chariots that was in the sky. They just kept on coming. They was lighting up the sky, and most of the Christians don't even know nothing about this. They don't even know it's going to be a... Hold on, let me get the mic open. I'm getting excited. Hold on, area code 478, your mic is open. You're on there. Woo!
Shalom. I'm just as excited as you. I watched another video where the brother said exactly what happened. And this is why I believe it really was a chariot. The brother said they was just outside, and they was talking, giving a little class on the chariots of Yah. And that's when they showed up.
Wow. Did you see them? I mean, they just kept on coming.
Yeah.
And popping out. Y'all letting us know he getting ready to come and get his people. You know, and it's like, listen. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. I'm telling you. You know, and it's just so sad that the people is in the church that's professing to read out of that same Bible today don't have a clue as to what's going on. They don't even know what's happening. It's sad, man. It's a sad situation. It's some sad stuff jumping off, I'm telling you. But anyway, hold on. Let me get this mic over. Area code 856, your mic is open. You're on the air. Go ahead. Area code 856. If you're talking, your phone might be muted.
Oh, it was muted. Shalom.
Yes, Shalom. Thank you, sis. Thank you so much for that video. Yes. That changed my whole... I've been excited all day, all week. Ever since I've seen it, I've been excited.
Yes, I know. One thing when Minister Farrakhan would teach about the mothership...
Yep.
His teaching was always as though the ship was only for him.
Right.
I don't know if others have picked that up when he teaches about it. Otherwise, people call it the ships of the Most High, but he's never referred it to that. Mm-hmm. So,
no,
would
ma'am.
You have any enlightenment on that?
I do. You know, I've been watching him for years. And a long time ago, I think it was like in 98, I was in my house, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was just up cleaning up my room, and the TV was on, and it was the late night, and Ted Koppel came on, and they were talking about out in space or whatever. And Louis, and he was interviewing Louis Farrakhan. I will never forget this. And he started laughing. He said, "You always talk about the mothership that's up in the air, and like there's a real spaceship that's in the air." And Louis Farrakhan sat up in his seat. He said, "You know it's up there, and I know it's up there." He said, "And yes, it's up there, and it's the size of 3 football fields. Yes, it's up there." He was like, "You all have the nerve to make a movie called Independence Day." You know, and Ted Koppel was like, "I don't know nothing about what you're talking about." He said, "You know it's up there, and I know it's up there." But the thing is this, that just like y'all have ships, the enemy has ships as well. So he may not be talking about y'all's vehicles as much as he's talking about the other vehicles that are up there, because Ezekiel was very clear as to what he saw when he was on the Brook of Kedar, when he saw the Yah traveling in on whatever he was traveling in, that his was like a sheet of glass. He said it was like a sheet of glass that you could see through that was clear. And he said that the 4 angels that had the 4 faces was on each corner of it, generating it, and that the wheel was in the middle of the wheel, and that there was a throne sitting in the middle of it. So, you know, it's time out for the after-school specials for the church. They're going to have to come out of that. It's time. That mess is, listen, it's plagiarized. They're using the Bible. I won't say it ain't real because I said that yesterday. I'm not going to say that it's not real. It's just you don't serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now,
no.
It's being plagiarized. The book is being plagiarized to make it appear to be so. Because if it was, you would be teaching about who Yah is and how the things that's in that Bible is still manifesting today. There is no way you're going to have 25 to 30 black men in the middle of the street in Chicago now screaming and hooping and hollering about some stuff that they can't substantiate. These brothers is teaching this stuff, and everybody that is not conscious has the nerve to say that we crazy.
No.
They do. They say we crazy. Say y'all crazy. Y'all ain't got good sense. It ain't making no sense. And instead of realizing that, well, maybe, let me just, maybe. They don't say, nah, we ain't getting ready to do it because that's what everybody else is doing. But, yes, I have heard Farrakhan say that he says Elijah Muhammad is on the ship, and he might be.
Mm-hmm.
He might
mm-hmm.
be, but he ain't on ours. So, you know, we have to understand that there's a good and an evil always. There's good and evil always. And if Yah has them, the enemy has them. So it's a possibility, you know, that he is talking about a ship that's up there, you know, and that's what I said yesterday, like, okay, well, they getting excited, but how do we know they ours? And now Brother Yerushalayim say, you know, they were studying, they was doing a study on the chariots, and they showed up. Just to show out. And like the Most High said, he said, you think I showed out when I brought y'all out of Egypt? He said, wait till I come back this time and show out. And he said, they're going to be like, no longer will they say what he did when he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, but what he did when he brought them from the north country and the south country and the east country and the west country.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, this is some big voice. I ain't been no good since. I mean, for real. I just, you know what? Every time I start to feel low, I look at that. I look at that right there. And I say, y'all just, I see you. I'm coming. I got you. I'm coming. My word ain't going to come back void. I told you I was coming to get you, and I'm coming to get you. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, you know, it's all through that, all through the Bible, you know, when Elisha and Gehazi was surrounded by the army, and he told the Most High, open up his eyes so he can see, that he saw they were invisible then, they can be invisible. We did a class on that, how they can cloak themselves. We've had interviews. I'm going to pull up some interviews of some of the pilots and some of the people that were flying, some commercial pilots and military pilots that said they flew up on us. He was like, and it was amazing. We seen the ship, and then all of a sudden, they went behind the cloud, and the cloud just missed, and it was nothing. So it's too much eyewitness accounts now. Ain't no hiding it no more. There's no hiding it anymore. That's why I said we got to get this stuff together, because we're going to have to go in to these churches and pull Israel out of these churches. Whoever Israel is that's going to be coming with us, we got to pull them out of these churches. So when it's come time for us to go, we got to go. It's simple as that. And let the rest of them stay and wait on the rapture to come for them. Now, let me say this. I believe in the whole Bible from the beginning to the end. I do believe, because I believe in Yahweh, I believe in the Messiah, but I do believe that the rapture will take place at some point. But it's not these people. It's not none of these people. It's not. These pig-eating, pagan-worshipping, so-called Christians is not going nowhere. Now, I might start a fight. It might be a problem. But if you know the God of Israel like we know the God of Israel, he said, I'm Yah, and I change not. He said, I don't change. I ain't changing. So if he put his people in captivity because we was doing those things, because we was pagan worshiping, we wasn't following the laws, because the dietary law is still in place, because we wasn't following the high holy days and the Sabbath days, and we were worshiping other gods, there is no way that these people who claim to be Gentiles is going to do all them things and steal. It just, that's just, that's ludicrous to even think that. It is just ludicrous. It is. So, you know, but I can't get enough of that. I mean, you know, when you see that and you see them brothers excited the way they was, them, I thought the one brother was going to jump to the moon. He was jumping so high, you know, and it just gave everybody some hope. You know, and like he said, we almost out of here, man. We almost out of this place. He says some other words, but I ain't going to repeat what he said. But that's what he said. We almost out of here. And he said, all of y'all so-and-sos that want to stay in America, y'all going to die in this place. God let it do what it do. I mean, you know, you can only do what it does. Because people don't want to listen. They want to do it their way. They want a lot. And you know what? I had an old friend of mine. He used to be like, have it your way. Have it you want to have it. You know, you have it your way. If that's how you want it. If that's what you believe, you do what you do. But it's too many, like I said, it's too many eyewitness accounts of this happening. Too many. They don't believe in. When I was in church and I tried to tell them about the spaceship, they threatened to put me out. All right, that's it. We don't want to hear no more. I said, but it's got to be a vehicle. These are vehicles he's talking about. I went, nope, we don't want to hear all that. I said, okay. So, I mean, you know, that's it. That's where we are today. That's what, you know, I'm so excited. I just don't know what to say. I mean, it's just, whoo. That now they showing up in droves. It was too many of them. Brother Brock, yes, sir.
Yeah, I think you got away clean, because when they was talking about prophets at that during ancient times, I think it was Joshua. I mean, not Joshua. One of the prophets got his head cut off. You understand? Talking about the Almighty, because they didn't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah, Brother Donnie, are we almost at that point now? These people will fight us tooth and nail. They will. Because guess what? You're not doing what everybody else is doing. The majority of the people is, but that's just like we said yesterday. That's just like y'all to bring truth, and it's different from the way everybody else is doing things. But the thing is, you know, like I told you, my friend told me that was in church. She said, I want to dispute you. She said, but I can't. She said, I done tried everything I can to go in the scriptures and try to dispute what you're saying. She said, but I can't. But she's still in church. Like, woo, I don't know. And then, Brother Yerushalayim, you saw yours. At your job.
Yeah. I mean, they hear. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
You know, it's all over YouTube. All you got to do is put in UFO sightings. And you'll see all over YouTube, military people, commercial pilots, everybody is seeing them. You know? And then when they show up, the one man said, I had no control over the plane. All of my gadgets and all the instruments just—it was like somebody just took it over. This is a technology that most people don't even understand. You know. They said it, so I mean, you know, it's real. And when they show up, they gonna come, and then they coming. And like I said, it's time now for Israel to get ready to go home. It's time now for us to start. That's the only thing we should be focusing on. I mean, yes, go to work. Yes, go to school. Do everything you normally do. But your main objective is to go home. Because I'm telling you, if you stay here, it's going to be an ugly situation. It's going to get real ugly real quick. So, I mean, you know, I just wanted to share that. But like I said, sis, you just did me some, my heart just, I mean, wow. It really do make you want to cry just to see that. just to see that after we've served our 400 years, that the host of heaven is manifesting themselves to the children of Israel in the land of our captivity to let us know we up here. You know? So it's real serious. You know, it's a lot to get, it's a lot to get prepared for, but we gonna get prepared for it. It's a lot to get prepared for, but we're gonna get prepared for it. It's a lot for us to process and a lot for people to process. But you know, we, like I said, go to your families, you know, have a heart to heart. I mean, you know, if you got to have a dinner and invite them over, it's time to sit down and have a heart-to-heart. This is what it is, this is what it says, and this is what's to happen next. Because the white evangelical church is basing the prophecy off of the people that are already in the land, and they're not Israel. So when you have that, They're trying to jumpstart this thing, and they got everybody on pins and needles thinking that we're farther along than we are, and we're not, because Israel has to be gathered out of the land of their captivity and taken back to the land that they are originally from the Canaan land. Area code 904, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, Sister Diane, I don't want any results from the red heifer.
Yes, yes. You said, did I get any?
Yeah, did you get any results from that? Did they check it out?
I looked it up. I just looked it up. It said the red heifer update, and this was 6 hours ago, and it says that the temple institution over in Israel has not issued any release. They have not said anything as of yet. So they got everybody on pins and needles about this red heifer. You know, and then for you all who are late or came in or wasn't here yesterday, Numbers chapter 9 is the chapter that deals with the red heifer and the law of purification. And the reason why the people, the Israelis, haven't built that third temple yet is because of the dead bodies that we all have been exposed to. And they feel like they're unclean and they cannot build the temple until they find the red heifer and then kill the red heifer, mix the ashes with the spring water and sprinkle it on the Israelis, and then the temple can go up. So yesterday they were supposed to inspect the red heifer to see whether or not it was without spot or without blemish, and they have not released anything as of yet.
Sister Yaina, where is that written in the scripture that they have that ritual going on?
Now, Numbers chapter 9. They took the Most High told them in Numbers chapter 9 that when you're around a dead body, which I was on Friday when my father's funeral, I was around his body, you know, and that in order for you to be cleansed, you have to go through that purification law. But this is what they're saying. They're just saying is the reason why they cannot build a temple yet is because they have doctors in the hospital that's been exposed to dead bodies, nurses that work around dead bodies, funeral directors that work around dead bodies. So their nation is specifically unclean. So they cannot build their temple until they find that red heifer. And yesterday they were supposed to inspect.
I thought they had the red heifer.
Well, they were raising them, but yesterday they had one that they were inspecting to see if she was without spot or blemish. Because, you know, the red heifer is just a female cow.
Yeah, they had it already. You understand? But, that ritual is for uncleanliness, you understand, when you've been around a dead body.
Right.
I think that maybe, just possibly, I don't know, you know, I don't want to put something out there that I'm not sure of at all. But it's just, you know, they're going through a lot of ritual stuff, man, these things. What's the problem? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. So, I mean, I understand where you're coming from an Israel's perspective, but we're talking about them fulfilling the things that they have to fulfill so that the time of the Gentile will be fulfilled. So they're going through the motions, you know, like those laws pertain to them, and they're doing what they need to do so they can throw that temple up. And this is the reason why they said that the temple has not gone up yet is because of the red heifer. Now, the peace treaty that they signed, that the Arabs have signed with them, has put the Palestinians in a situation where we saw a video yesterday, or heard about the video yesterday, where the prince told the president of the Palestinian people, either you sign it or we're going to get rid of you. Now, once they do that, then they can go up on the Temple Mount and agree to put that temple up there with the Dome of the Rock. So we are just following prophecies as it plays out, because it's going to play out the way the scripture says.
All right. Okay. Whatever.
You know, it's something that they're doing that is going to play out the way the scripture says, and we just have to watch it. I mean, because it doesn't apply to us at all. This is something they have to do, because they're in the land professing to be us, and these are the things that they have to go through to do, you know, to try to make it work, I guess. You know, it's just like, wow.
Yeah, I asked. I heard you say when the Gentiles, when the fulfillment of the Gentiles is fulfilled, how does that apply? If they Jewish, how does that apply to the Gentile?
Well, they ain't Jewish. Well, you know they ain't Jewish, Brother Tony. You know that they ain't Jewish. All those are Europeans.
Yeah, I was just curious. I'm just curious, that's all.
Yeah, they're not Jewish. They're Europeans saying that they're Israel, but you know they're not Jewish. But they still got to go through the whole 9 yards. They got to go through everything that they're going through so that they can make this thing appear to be legit. Because this is where the man of perdition is going to come in. The false prophet is getting ready to come in. All of this stuff is contingent upon this red heifer.
Well, see, I was just making, you know, trying to make it plain and clear in my ears, because we can't afford to make no mistakes. Yeah, we cannot afford to get tied up with them so-called Jewish people. You understand what they think and what they know, or you know what they try to. You know, if we listen to what they say, they've been wrong all every time. You understand?
Right.
Because they done told lies, and we sucked those lies up, man. You understand? And so now, you know, we become subject to responsibility, you know, for their lies. You understand? And
right.
So, you know, I just don't want everybody to get tied up with them guys, man.
Right, I understand. I understand completely, 100%. And we're just watching the fulfillment, because they have to still fulfill their part, and they have to play their part until their time is up. And once their time is up, then it's not going to matter. But this is a part of their fulfillment of what they're doing. This is a part of it. This is a part of the scriptures that say, until the time of the Gentile be fulfilled. And, I mean, you know, it says Jerusalem is being trodden down underfoot by the Gentiles.
You're right. You're absolutely correct.
They are. Jerusalem is being taken over.
I agree.
You know, we just have to watch it, unfortunately. It's, you know, all we can be like is, wow. You know, but the red heifer is something that they are doing for themselves, not for us, to be able to further their part that they have to play and to go from there. But it's a lot. I mean, you know, it's just prophecy being fulfilled, because they still got to fulfill their part, even though we're going to be somewhere else totally separate from that, in a place where the Most High has prepared for us to be able to go back home. So, I mean, you know, it's just while they're doing what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness that we don't have to be a part of it, unless you stay behind and believe the story. If you believe their story, you're going to have to deal with what comes with it. So, I mean, you know. And like we said yesterday, a lot of people need to sit down and have a serious conversation with their families and let their families know what time it is and how this is operating, because this is some serious stuff. You know, it's just time to get real serious about this and know, you know, that our time is short. It's running, it's short.
Absolutely.
You know. So that's all I was trying to say, you know, is that we have to watch it. And yesterday they were supposed to examine this red heifer to see if she was ready to go, and that if she was ready to go, they're going to have a ritual ceremony. Now listen to me very carefully. They're going to have a ritual ceremony, and all of the Jewish people, those people who claim to be Israel, are going to come back to Jerusalem, and they're going to have a ritual ceremony where they're going to burn this female cow, just like it says in Numbers chapter 9, mix it with some spring water, just for the law of purification, and then they're going to sprinkle their people with this stuff, with the ashes and the spring water, and then the third temple is going to go up. I mean, their temple, I'll say that, you know. And this is where, you know, it's going to get very interesting. And we are just, you know, watching it happen because we know that while this is happening, simultaneously, we're going to be on our way back home to the land of Canaan. And that's why them brothers were so excited when they seen them chariots in the sky. They was like, oh, my goodness, you know, he is just letting us know that I'm right here. Here I am. I'm coming to get you just like I said I would. And to the most people, it sounds crazy. It sounds so far-fetched.
Well, the reason for that is because they don't believe in the Almighty Yah. You understand?
That's
when they read the book, they're reading it from another perspective.
That's true. That's true. And it's been, well, I mean, you know, we know it's been plagiarized. You know, I when I went to pick up Malka this morning, you know, she lives across the street from a church, and they had service outside, and the pastor was outside reading in the book of the Old Testament about the children of Israel and using it for them. And I didn't say nothing. I just said, I learned how to be quiet, because, you know, you just don't want to force anything on people. And you know, the Most High has to be the one to open up their eyes, just like he opened up ours. And I try to be as polite as I possibly can and as quiet as I possibly can, so that they understand what this thing is all about. I really try my best not to force myself on anybody.
It's only anymore. Going to be a remnant. It's only going to be a remnant. You understand?
Yes.
And it might, and it talks about two of a family, one of a city, or something like that. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be no big, a whole lot of rush. I mean, it's going to be a vast remnant. Don't get me wrong. But it's still only going to be a remnant. And now, as far as the book is, man, see, they read over stuff. They don't make the connection. You understand? They, you know, instead of reading the book, you know, from page to page and chapter to chapter, you understand, they're not going to ever get it. They're not going to ever get it. See, what they do is they pick and choose, cherry pick, what they want to read and what they want to talk about, you understand, so that leads people, you know, they may say something over here, but then they go to another book, you understand, that talks about something entirely different that has no relevancy, you understand, so they're not going to get it, man. It's only going to be a few people that's going to, like yourself, man. You got tired of hearing that nonsense, you understand?
Yeah.
And you couldn't get no answers.
They couldn't give me none. Nobody could give me none. You know, the questions that I asked, nobody could give me any, because they weren't equipped to give it to me. So I went to the source, and when I went to Yah, to the Most High, he's the one that told me, here, let me show you. And when he showed me, I was just messed up. I was blue all the way back. I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that I spent that much time and didn't see it. I couldn't believe that I had went through all of that and didn't see that. And that's why now I understand, and I have to keep my mouth shut as it relates to other people not seeing it, because I didn't see it. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot. Like I told you, I was raised in it. You know, yeah. PAW, PCAF, Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith, Pentecostal Churches of the World. I was raised in it. I was raised up in it. Speaking in tongues the whole night, I was raised in it. And when he showed me, I just couldn't believe it. I was just blew all the way back that I couldn't believe what he showed me. And then when my mom's pastor confirmed it for me, my question to him was, why are you still in it? And he said, this is all we got right now. We can't do nothing else. This is all we got.
You know, I don't condemn anybody for what they think. You know, we got to understand that we was out of our, we was away from our God for 2,500 years before we came into this captivity.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We didn't practice our laws, our statutes, and the commandments that the Almighty had set aside for us. You understand? And so, I got another phone call. I'll talk to y'all in a few minutes.
But yes, I mean, you know, it's real serious stuff. But when you see those chariots in the sky and you know what it is and you understand the importance of it all, it gives you a newfound hope that we don't have long. You know, and we don't have long, and we just got to keep doing what we're doing. And trust y'all that that everything is gonna be all right, because he said it would. He told us that in his word. It's all in the, and you know, and the thing about it, this is all in the Old Testament. I'm coming to get you. I promise I'm coming to get you. I'm going to come and get you out of the land of your captivity where you were taken captive. I'm coming to get you. And because the people think that the Old Testament is done away with, wait a minute, they say it's done away with, but then they go in and use the same scripture to preach a message. And, you know, and if you go through those scriptures, it will tell you, I'm coming to get you. Coming. But, again, we have to be patient and move forward. But, anyway, back to the topic. So, I'm like I said, I'm real excited. Brother Uriah, I as far as the Red Heifer update, from what I have read so far, and I've tried, I mean, you can Google it if you want to for me and see if there's been any updates, but I've been trying to find something. I cannot find anything anywhere. They're probably going to announce it at some point, you know, because they've had everybody on the edge of their seat wondering if this is what it was and if this is going to be what it needed to be or whatever. And I can't seem to find anything. Nothing. But we'll see.
Well, thank you for trying. I'll try to look this up myself, too.
Yeah, check it out for me and see. You're welcome. See if we can come up with something and whatever's happening. But, it's all exciting because we know what the end is. We know where we're going to be, you know, and then we just got to get prepared for that. Like I said yesterday, it can't be something that is done haphazardly. As much excited as we are and as ready as we are to go, this is going to be a massive undertaking. Massive. Like we said yesterday, if 1 million people leave, just this country, that's 1 million jobs, 1 million houses, 1 million apartments or whatever, 1 million cars, 1 million, 1 million contacts in terms of families and stuff. It's going to be a huge undertaking. So it can't be something that's done haphazardly. He's going to have to use, this is going to have to be done strategically, just like it was done with Moses and Aaron. It's going to be done the same way. It's going to be negotiated politically and say, our children, we need to go home. And they probably will not let us, just like they didn't want to let them go, because of financial situations with the markets and consumerism and stuff. And the Most High going to have to show up. Just like he did then. You know, so I wanted to be able to put that together, you know, and let everybody know that this is serious. I want to play something for you about the U.S. sightings in Canada. I'm just going to play it real quick. I want you guys to hear this. Here we go. Hold on a minute. I've got to get this. Of course, they want to do commercials. Hold on just a second. All right, here we go.
From cyberspace to outer space, the number of UFO sightings in Canada is soaring tenfold over the past 25 years. The majority of those flying objects eventually get identified, but a few are never explained. And that's enough to keep some sky watchers wondering if just one sighting could be real. Here's Ross Lord.
Blame it on Hollywood. But an increasing number of Canadians insist the drama surrounding unidentified flying objects is real.
There is a very bright light, and I can't watch it, and it just threw it right up, right across, just floating like it was floating.
Sort of like these images from Halifax.
What the hell is that? This is the second time I've seen it.
Fort Saskatchewan, Winnipeg, London, Sudbury.
This Winnipeg science writer has never seen one, but Chris Rutkowski works with a network of observers on an annual UFO survey.
It doesn't automatically say the aliens are invading and landing in Mississauga. What it does say is that people are seeing some very unusual objects, many of which we can't ascribe to a simple explanation.
And UFO sightings in Canada are soaring to new heights. When they started keeping track 25 years ago, there were barely more than 100 a year. Since then, a steady increase, spiking to almost 2,000 2 years ago. Last year was the second highest number on record.
Only about 14 or 15% of the cases in 2013 are unexplained.
Just enough mystery to keep UFO believers wondering.
Occasionally I've noticed things that were moving across the sky that were not planes or satellites, just a different color, a different shape.
And even the experts admit there likely are advanced civilizations out there somewhere.
Maybe there's ways around the laws of physics or ways of traveling that we haven't even conceived of yet. And why they would want to come to Earth, I don't know. Might be the scenery or the weather.
Maybe the Canadian winter isn't so bad if you're watching from a safe distance. Ross Lord, Global News.
All right. Hold
this
on.
Is your brain. Will you
got, there's one. Now, this is a Navy pilot. So that people don't think we crazy. This is a Navy pilot.
On November 14th, 2004, Commander David Fravor and his wingman pilot took off from the USS Nimitz, which was on maneuver south of San Diego.
I was the commanding officer of Strike Fighter Squadron 401, the Black Aces. We're flying brand new Super Hornets. This was an air defense exercise. Two good guys against two bad guys. Probably 70 miles, 60 miles off the coast in the gap between San Diego and Ensenada.
Suddenly, the pilot got contact. My radar operator took Princeton.
The Princeton control comes up and says, we're going to suspend training. We have real-world tasking.
The pilots are re-vectored to a new destination, but aren't told why.
So we start heading off to the west. The other airplane is on my left-hand side.
The junior pilot trying to keep up with the senior pilot and the lead aircraft.
We're looking, we don't see anything on our radar. We're talking to each other trying to figure this out.
The Princeton's Aegis Bi-1 radar system is powerful enough to track an object as small as a baseball at an altitude of 80,000 feet. But the jets are flying blind.
I'm trying to see what was out there, which is difficult when you know what you're looking for. It's even harder when you don't know what you're looking for.
So it goes down 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, gets all the way down. They get to a point where they can't separate us from the blimp. They call it merge spot, which means you're in the same space as whatever you're looking for, and you gotta start looking outside because the radar can help you.
Then far below in the water, they see what looked like a plane crash or a submerging submarine. But the weapons open, and the rear seat of Raven Jet spots something else.
Here. Hey, skipper, do you see? And as he's saying that, I notice the Tic Tac. It's white, it has no wings, it has no rotors. I go, holy, what is that? And he goes, I don't know.
According to the bleak summary of the incident, contact was made here, 30 miles off the coast, 70 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. At first, a strange craft stays close to the surface, moving unlike anything the pilots had ever seen.
This thing would go instantaneous from one way to another, similar to if you threw a ping pong ball against a wall. And we start to kind of orbit, because now we're going to watch this. We start a right-hand turn, and we're going from a clock code. The object is in the middle of the clock, and we're at 6 o'clock. We'll drive down. So we get to about 9 o'clock, and it's just still doing its little erratic thing, kind of moving around the disturbance in the water. And I go, hey, I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to go down there. As we're coming down nice and easy, we get to about the 12 o'clock position. And all of a sudden it goes, and it kind of turns, and now it's mirroring us, and it starts coming up. We're like, okay, now it knows we're here.
It seems to be aware, and it seems to recognize.
It goes from basically just almost a hover into a pretty aggressive climb up to our altitude, but there's a bit of fear because now you're out there dealing with something that you have no idea what it is. Actually react to what we're doing. Kind of pull a nose, you know, to where he's going to be, and he's coming up. He just rapidly accelerates beyond anything that I've ever seen. Crosses my nose, and it's gone. And I'm like, whoa.
The tic-tac appears to have vanished. But as the jet streaked toward the prearranged rendezvous location, known as the Capitol, the radio jet sprint.
The controller from the Princeton comes up right as we're doing all this. Hey, sir, you're not going to believe. He goes, but that thing is at your cap point.
According to Fravor, the tic-tac accelerated from a standing position to approximately 60 miles in under a minute, as fast as 3,700 miles an hour. How did the tic-tac know the pilot's cap point? And how did it accelerate so quickly?
You got something that can accelerate, disappear, and then show up 60 miles away. That's kind of in awe a little bit, because you go, whoa, we don't have that. You know, and I'm talking, we're flying on one of the premier airplanes on the planet.
Eh,
what was this?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Technology that they not ready for. Technology that they not ready for. And everybody worried about whether we're going to be all right. Guess what? We're going to be all right. Because according to the scripture, there is going to be an invasion. But, you know, they don't teach that in church neither. I mean, they really don't teach that in church. It's going to be an invasion. He said, I'm coming with my troops. Let me pull that up real quick, because I don't want nobody to say, oh, no, Yaini, you making that up. No, I don't make up stuff. That's not that. You guys are not important enough for me to lie or to make up anything. I'm going to back it up with scripture, because he said, I'm coming with my troops, and we're going to invade. See, they ain't teaching all this. Lord, help us. Somebody help me. Brother Rashalon, Brother Donia, help me. Somebody help me. It's in Habakkuk. In Habakkuk chapter 3. He said, when I heard my belly tremble, verse 16, when I heard my belly tremble, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself. Hold on, I done touched something, doggone it. Hold on just a minute, let me get back down here. You finish that last little scripture. He said, I'm coming to invade with my troops. Hold on, I'm sorry, y'all. I had phone ringing, all kind of stuff going on. Hold on just a minute. Let me pull it up. They don't talk about this. They don't want you to know this. This is something that ain't supposed to be out. Mm-mm. Hold your horses. We're going to do this next week, though. We're going to finish our teaching next week on this. Here we go. It says, that I might rest in the day of trouble when he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. This might be an invasion. That's why they got that Space Force and all that stuff out there, because they know it's getting ready to be an invasion. It's getting ready to be interesting.
It's getting ready to be fun.
You better believe it. Sure. He said he will invade them with his troops. People don't even understand he has an army. And you know it would make sense, because if he is the ruler of the universe, then that means that all of the other species, all the other people that are out there in the universe, he has to have a army to be able to control what goes on out there. And right now, Star Trek ain't looking so, it's not looking so, what's the word I want to use, fake. It's really looking pretty real.
Yep.
He said we don't even have no technology that move that fast. To disappear and then end up 60 miles later in less than a minute. I know you guys is excited because I am. I'm trying. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just saying. I'm agreeing with you. I am. You know, that kind of got me turned up yesterday. That young boy said he got me turned up.
I know that's right.
Maybe it makes you feel a way. It makes you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're getting, no, ain't nothing going to happen, and people saying that.
Yep.
And you see something like that, that's when you just get re-energized.
You better say it. And, you know, you just be like, well, yeah, you know, you're getting ready to see. I see you at Court 773. You're getting ready to see some things that you have never seen before. That's going to defy logic, and it's going to mess with your reality. Because everybody's not telling the truth. And you should prepare the people for what they are getting ready to encounter. If you, hey, let me open the mic. Area code 773, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hey, y'all ever heard of, they say a lot of this come from a species, alien, K-H-U-M-E. That's comb or something. Have you Googled that at all?
Nope, I haven't. What did it say? Hold on, let me pull it up. What is it called again?
K-H-U-M-E. U-M-E, and I don't know if that's comb or come, whatever it is, but it's one of the two.
I have never heard of that before, ever. I don't see anything
on
it.
They say, we got, tell you where a lot of it comes from. I have a few Facebook groups on this. A lot of it is this species, and they're about three or four galaxies over. They say, they call them, comb.
I ain't no telling at this point. I mean, you know, like I said, the universe is full of different species that are out there. You know, we have done extensive studies where this guy was given a talk at a conference, and when he got finished talking about some of the different species that have been studied out of space, he told the people in the conference, he said, there's a man and a woman right now that are sitting among you all that were not born on Earth.
Yeah, wow. Did I give you the right name to Google? I think it's K-H-U-M-E. What was that? Comb or cum?
I didn't see nothing when I pulled it up. I didn't see anything. But, yeah, I mean, they out there for sure. No question about that. And
how do you type it in?
Like you gave it to me, K-H-U-M-E. Yeah,
how would you
say
that?
I don't know. I have no idea. But, yeah, they are definitely out there, and we just really got to begin to, you know, let the Most High do what he said he's going to do and bring him in and get people ready for what they're getting ready to see. Because remember the one interview that the man did, and the lady said, he said they was black. He said they was about 10 feet tall. Some of them were 7 feet tall, but they was black. She said, you mean brown? He said, no, I mean black. They was black. So they're there. You know what I'm saying? And they've had experiences with them. And people laugh and they think it's funny, but it ain't going to be funny in a minute. Ain't going to be funny in a minute. You just got to wait it out.
Nope.
Let the Most High do what he said he going to do, and he will. And yes, he will. He will do what he said he going to do. As far as the red heifer is concerned, we have to wait and see what they're going to do. and when they're going to announce it, because they the ones that put this stuff out there. And like Brother Adoni, I said, you know, we watch them and see what they're doing, but they're just trying to fulfill their part of the prophecy. That's what's happening. The they're just trying to fulfill their part of the prophecy so that they can continue to move according to what they're supposed to do. Because the Most High gave them permission to do what they're doing and to be where they are. He gave them permission.
Yeah.
He did. I want you to check this out. Here we go. Check this out.
The aerospace company was reportedly hit by a computer virus today, and there is fear it could cripple production of key aircraft components. Boeing's chief engineer reportedly sent out a memo calling for all hands on deck. The virus is identified as WannaCry, linked to North Korea, which disabled computers around the world last year. Pilots in two different planes, one a Learjet, the other an American Airlines jet, reported seeing a mysterious object over Arizona last month, we have learned. The exchange with air traffic control sounded like something out of the Twilight Zone.
Here, 71 Papa Golf, good.
And was there anybody above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
There's 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. The UFO.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Murray 1095. Yeah, something just passed over. Like a, don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. So yeah, I passed right over the top of us.
No one has figured out what it was. Other pilots did say they saw nothing.
All right, there you go. Pilots are seeing stuff. And, you know, they kind of laughing it off. It's like, it's okay. You know it is. Until the Most High decides to let it show up.
Yeah.
And you know what I think? I think these people need to see this kind of stuff. They need to have their reality shook. They do. They do. They do. I think they need it. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think they need to see it. I agree with you. I think that it's something that is long overdue. I think, it'll kill some egos, I'll tell you that.
You say, Brother Urizel, I'm scared the mess out of some folks, for real, because they think it's a joke.
It'll change some realities.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's just unfortunate. But anyway, for the red heifer, for you guys, what we were waiting on, of course, they're going to keep us waiting. They're going to probably announce something else and then keep you waiting. But in the meantime, you know, we still have to get ourselves prepared. I don't know how, like I said yesterday, I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know where, how he's going to do it, but he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And we got to keep moving on that note. Now, the question is, with the election coming up, is anybody planning on voting? Because we're getting closer and closer. I know we talked about this last week, and some people said yeah. Some people said no, I'm not going to vote. Some people said maybe. You know, I heard that Malcolm told me this morning that he has suspended student loan payments until December. No student loan payments have to be made until December. No interest, no anything. So I don't know. Has anybody else heard anything else about any stimulus or anything coming through?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
All righty, Will. I mean, you know, that's what we was waiting on today. We was trying to get a read on what was going to happen in terms of the red heifer update and everything. So, I mean, you know, we can talk about something else if you guys want to, because I was just waiting to be able to give you that report so we could start doing what we need to do. But we can do it anyway. We can start doing that anyway.
I got a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my question is, man, I saw something about Monsanto's.
Uh-huh.
Is being investigated. You understand? But the thing is, and did anybody else hear that? Now, the thing that I have a problem with is that they bring out all of these investigations and have people sit in front of the Congress and all of that and ask questions and all that. Has anything happened out of any of that? Does things happen out of that? You know, I mean, you know, it amazes me, man. You know, they say that Trump did all of these infractions, all of these things that he done done, man, you know, you understand? And they can't do nothing?
Right, right. I don't know. What are they being investigated for? Contamination of the food? Or what is it?
Well, I just saw that it just had a headline that they're being investigated. You understand? So, consequently, you know, I don't know what they could be investigating them for other than the food, how they've been treating, the food industry. You understand? So I don't know what else they could be investigating them for.
Yeah, well.
I'm just curious, man. They just had this guy from the post office, the post office, master post office, the head man who was appointed by Trump. You understand? And he got rid of the old guy. You understand? And he done changed this and did that, and and they drilled him and up and down. You understand? What's going to be done after that? What do they do with that stuff? They know that he even said, man, I'm not going to do none of that. I'm not going to put back no assault machines. I'm not going to. He said that out in the thing there. He's not going to do it. So what they do? What are they doing behind that? You know, see, you know, they get all of this information, but what do they do with it? Hallelujah.
I think it's just theater for the people, myself. I really do.
Because they ain't done a damn thing with it, man. It really upsets me, man. Don't let me know they got, he done, you know what I mean? They have caught everybody, a whole bunch of people in a bunch of lies. What did they do with it?
That is true. I mean, that is so very true. But, you know, all of it is for... It's for the entertainment of the people, because you got to keep the people engaged. Because if government would just step back and not say anything, then it would appear like we're in a dictatorship. And you got to do things like elections and news reportings and all that kind of stuff to keep people engaged. But at the end of the day, it's going to be what it's going to be, because y'all's word is not going to come back void. I mean, it is. And you, when it comes to the food and Monsanto and all this stuff, you just got to be real careful and pray over the stuff and eat the best way you can, because it's junk in all of it. It is.
That is. I told y'all years and years ago, man, if you have to depend on somebody else for your grocery, you understand, you sure to die.
Absolutely.
Because they ain't not going to, man, they doing this here. See, you know, I don't want to go there, but, you know, they're not going to give us anything, or they definitely not going to tell us the truth at all, period. They ain't told us the truth yet out of none of this. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about it. Absolutely. So, you know, we just have to continue to do what we're doing. Like I said, like Sister Afion said last week, whether Trump get in or not, we still leaving with great substance. Whether Biden get in or not, we still leaving with great substance. So,
absolutely.
You know, we watch this stuff and we pay attention to it, but it ain't the end all tell all, because we still leaving with great substance. Still.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I tell everybody, man, it's been my practice since way back there. You understand, when President Roosevelt, I think I was born then. Anyway, I came to a conclusion. It don't make no difference who is the president, or whether they Republican or Democrat. I got to still navigate my cardio through this stuff. They don't never put nothing in there specifically for me. You understand? So I got to figure out this, and I got to figure that out, you understand what I'm saying, and make sure it's better for me. And this is what we have to do, you understand what I'm saying, especially us being melanated folk, man, you understand, because they not going to do nothing for us, period. When they put this country together, it wasn't with us in mind at all. We was captive slaves.
Yes,
and they
we
only
were.
Thought of us as two-fifths of a person, or three-fifths of a person.
That is so very true. That is very, very true. You know, we have to remember that, you know.
And we only here by the mercies of the Almighty that we're going through this. because if it wasn't for the Almighty Yah, we would be perished a long time ago. Period.
That is true. That is very, very true. That is very, very true. No question about it. Very true. Yep. But we just got to keep going. Like I said, we got to get prepared for leaving. That's the next thing to happen for us. And, you know, be comfortable. Don't quit your job. Don't sell your stuff. Do what you normally do, because it's going to be done decent and in order anyway. So we're just going to be prepared when the time comes to do it however we need to do it for the people that's going to stay behind. It's like, you want this stuff, you can have it all. I'm out.
Yeah,
that way
we
don't have to worry about no more racism. We don't have to worry about no more police officers shooting down nobody and killing nobody. They can have the whole country.
Absolutely. See, the Almighty has been my understanding that he's not going to fail us at this particular point. You understand?
No.
He let us know. He let us know that the 400 years was up. He told us through the president. President signed in the order. That,
yes, he did.
That our captivity, our 400 years is up. You understand? So it's been my practices and my understanding, you understand, that the Almighty always let us know what's going on, whether we want to accept it or not.
Correct. Absolutely. You know, and you know that you strike a nerve because they take the time to call into this show to try to divert us from talking about what we're talking about. You know, if you think enough of us to call in to try to cause some controversy or try to cause some diversion in terms of our topic or whatever it is you disagree with, the Most High got you doing it anyway because you're the one being disturbed. And my thing is, don't be mad when we talk about leave. Because that's what everybody wanted all along in the first place. They don't want us to be here. And, like I said, it's a love-hate relationship because they don't want us to be here. But again, they don't want us to get more than what they got.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to make sure they can keep a hold on us, so they make sure you don't get no more than what we got. But nobody is going to be able to stop it this time. We leaving. We leaving. We leaving.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Oh, and the Most High going to say when we leaving, and he going to say how we leaving. So you can have the whole doggone country. Got it.
Yep.
You know, so, and I know they troll around the internet and try to cause division and all that kind. Find something to do. Go find something else. You know, it's like, no, ain't nobody getting ready to deal with all that stuff no more. We tired of the shenanigans and all the foolishness and all the stuff that y'all come on here with, because they cannot stand the fact that we are leaving and we're not paying any attention to them.
Yep.
And then the first thing they're going to say is, well, where y'all going? Why?
You know what I tell them? Read the book. It'll tell you.
Right. Because guess what? Yo, they told us for 50 years that we was leaving. We just was going to get caught up in the sky and taken off to heaven.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you can accept that, accept it.
Okay.
Because we're the real children of Israel. Irregardless of who in the land, irregardless of what they're saying, we are the real children of Israel. We are the lot of his inheritance. We are his chosen people that he put into captivity, and we are living among you in the land of our captivity because our ancestors was brought here as slaves. And that ain't going to never change. Now they're trying to rewrite the history books because slavery was so atrocious that we just cannot have. We need to change the history book because I heard this professor, this black professor at one of those colleges say, because if the children look in the book and read that we were slaves once, it'll make them really have low self-esteem. I said, brother, don't try to rewrite. This is our history.
Yeah. Well, see, you know what they don't want They don't want anybody else to look in that book and find out how atrocious them folks was. You understand? They trying to get a different image.
Right. No, it is what it is. Everybody did what they did, and the Most High kept a record. So it ain't no need of going through all them changes. Yes, we came over here as slaves. Just like the Bible said we was going to come as slaves, we were made to serve other gods of wood and of stone, just like the Bible said we was made to do. And he said, if after we complete our 400 years, which we did in August of 2019, that he was going to make plans to come and get us. So don't get
that
angry. You can have it to yourself.
That is correct.
That they spend time on the show talking about sucking each other's stuff and all this kind of crazy stuff because their minds are wicked.
That is correct.
It is. They wicked. And we're just not going to entertain it anymore. We're not going to entertain it anymore. We're not going to have it anymore. And like I said, if you go find something to do, go start a radio show on your own. And you can talk about all that nasty stuff on your own because it's not funny and it ain't going to be funny when he comes.
That is good.
We don't find it hilarious. It's not funny. It's not something that we talk about. And we're not going to entertain it anymore. We're just not going to do that. Time to do something else. We got too much at stake. It's too much in front of us to even entertain those kind of conversations because we grown up enough to know what it is, and we're going to keep doing what we're doing. And you can always tell, like the man said, you can always tell when you're effective, not because the good guys come, but because the bad guys come. When the bad guys start coming, you're being effective.
That is correct. I agree with that.
Because they really don't want you to come on the scene talking about nothing that don't include them. Long as we was hollering Jesus and hucking Mashonda and running through y'all's churches, everybody was satisfied. But now all of a sudden we know we the children of Israel, and now all of a sudden all hell is breaking loose. We're not going to do it no more.
And we don't have to. And we don't have to. You understand? We got some truth that we can bank on, that we can bring out. You understand? We don't have to believe in none of that nonsense anymore.
No more. Yep, no more. So we're gonna keep it kosher today. You know, we entertained that foolishness last week. We're not gonna entertain it today. So all of you all that just called in and pushed one, you know, if you're of Israel, I'm sorry, but I'm not opening up any more mics. If you are the other nations trying to bring some foolishness about, sorry, we're not going to listen to it today. We're going to keep it moving because if you don't change your ways, it's not going to be good for you. It's funny now because ain't nothing happening. The same way the Egyptians was when Moshe went to Pharaoh and told him, they laughed at him too until it wasn't funny no more.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
So we're not going to open up no more mics. We're not going to play the game with you no more. We're not going to do it anymore. I mean, if you Israel, we'll catch you next week on the next topic. It's time for us to end the show. We appreciate everybody coming out. Everybody keep a close eye on that red heifer and let me know what you've come up with, if you come up with anything. And we'll discuss more of it as we get closer to us being able to get up out of here. But I'm going to tell you something. It's time for us to go. It's time to go home.
Absolutely. I want to say this to Brother Darashalal, man. You have my sincere condolences. You understand? And I hope you're feeling better. You understand? All praises to the High and Holy Name. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Brother Donia. And I'll see you Tuesday night, brother.
Okay.
Brother Darashalal, you was going to say something earlier?
Yeah, I was going to say two things before we go. One is, you know, they've already did the practice for the third heifer. They burnt one in practice here about 10 months ago.
Okay.
And they determined how much it is. So they ready to go. You know, they know exactly how hard it got to be and what it got to do. And the last thing I wanted to say was this. like you said, for all those people that call in from the Mother Nations or whatever, playing around, joking around, my word to them is this. Go look at China. Because in the Apocrypha, he's going to play Asia first. Go look at what's happening all over Asia, not just China, but Korea and all the rest of the Asian nations. Go look at that, and then get ready to get yours here in a little bit. But go look at that, and then you think about it.
Okay. Real talk. Because guess what? If he did it to his own people, if he put us over here in all this turmoil and all of this mess to be mistreated and abused because of our own disobedience, he don't have no respect of person for the people of the other nation. So he said every nation is gonna get paid. Everybody gonna have a turn. So that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is, and you can't. It ain't me. So ain't nobody getting mad at us. It ain't me. But it's what that word say. But they skip over that part because the Old Testament is done away with. It's only usable when they go in and pull out scriptures. But like I said, if he did this to his own people.
Absolutely.
Then you better get ready because it ain't going to be nothing nice. And you ain't flying away nowhere. You're not getting ready to escape nothing. You're not getting ready to go up to heaven and escape nothing. You're going to pay for the things that your ancestors did to our ancestors, just like we had to pay for what our ancestors did when they disobeyed Yah. We are here as a direct result of what our ancestors did.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely.
We are.
True.
We really are. And it ain't going to be no different. It's no different. But I tell you what, I will say this much. If there's a pastor on the line, or somebody that's on the line that would like to have a conversation, you are more than welcome. Call us, call in to the radio, to the class on Saturday. We have a class on Saturday on the Sabbath day. You can call in on Saturday. The number is 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. Call in on Saturday. Let's talk about something other than men sleeping with men, swallowing whatever, sleeping, screwing whatever, family members or what. Let's talk about something that grown people can talk about. If you have a scripture that you would like to bring to us, please feel free to come on our call on Saturday, and we will take the time and go through the scriptures with you. But other than that, we're not entertaining it no more. We just not. We don't even want to hear it no more. On that note, guess what? Brother Yerushalayim, you want to give some information about the men's call on Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am. The men's call. Men's call will be on Tuesday, and that's every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The phone number for that call is 720-820-1215. That's 720-820-1215. And I'd like to repeat what Sister... Oh, my goodness, I'm choking.
Get you some water.
What the sister said is that don't come on our show with no foolishness. We're not here for them games about who doing who and all that stuff. And this is all serious. And all you know, you want to be productive by all means. But if you don't want to be productive, I'll holler at you.
Brother, I want to make one point. You don't have to use that word. You can use what Michael Bazin said.
Crack-a-dackle bull. Absolutely. Can't stand it. It's eating them alive. They can't stand it. It's like, no, they can't tell us what's going on. It can't be them niggers. It can't be them. It got to be anybody else but the Negroes or the niggers. It can't be the niggers. That's the children of Israel. FYI. It's us.
That is correct.
Oh my God!
It's us. I mean, that's how they put it. You know, I hate to be because I'm not a racist at all. I don't hate anybody.
We ain't got to. All we got to do is love our people. That's all. We ain't got to be hateful to nobody. You understand? Nope. We just got to show love to our folk. Period.
You know, it can't be y'all. It could be anybody else, but it can't be y'all. No, it can't be y'all. It could be anybody else, but not them. My father-in-law used to call us the Niagara. He said, it can't be the Niagara. Not them. No, anybody nobody but them. But it's us. Yeah. We are children of Israel.
So, on that note,
would like to thank you for joining us tonight. Don't forget about the class, the men's call on Tuesday night. We hope that you can make that call and you come on there and you'll be dealing with the brethren. You won't be dealing with me. You'll be dealing with the brethren. So have at it. Have a good time. Let's talk about whatever. And like I said, we have the capability to let you talk or not let you talk. But in the meantime, in the between time, if you Israel, you know what to do. We'll get you next time. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your week, and we will see you on Tuesday night. Shalom.
Shalom.